The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O Most Merciful of the Merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special under the title of Holding Grudge in the View of Islam. You're listening to IRIB English Radio.
Could easily take away everything you've given me. And I try to remember not to take anything for granted. 'Cause I know that one day, suddenly this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you to be pleased with me.
Today, Wednesday, is the 27th of Shaban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 10th of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 30th of March, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment by recitation of chapter Fussilat, verse 34.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wala tastawi al-hasanatu wala as-sayyi'ah. Idfa' billati hiya ahsanu fa idhal ladhi baynaka wa baynahu 'adawatun ka'annahu waliyyun hamim.
And not equal are the good deed and the bad. Repel evil by that deed which is better, and thereupon the one whom between you and him is enmity will become as though he was a devoted friend.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
One way of calling people unto Allah is to erase tensions and do good in return for the evil acts committed by others. One is not supposed to think that the passage of time consigns everything to oblivion. Positive and negative reactions are not on a par as they impress minds. It is worthy of note that indifferent and ill-mannered people confront those who call people unto Allah. This is today's special, and we're speaking about holding grudge in the view of Islam. If we hold grudges, our spirits get stuck like trapped birds. We can't fly the way we're supposed to because our own resentments bind us and hold us down. When you hate someone, they don't feel it. Only you do. It affects only your own heart until your heart hardens and your vision narrows and life loses its joy and zest. We must forgive each other and forgive ourselves. Let go of resentments from the past. Do it for your own sake, because letting go and forgiving is the only way to be happy. Whatever others have done against you, let it go. Consign it to Allah, then forgive. Whatever you have done against others, apologize and ask forgiveness. And ask Allah's forgiveness as well.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasteen. Regarding holding grudge, feeling hatred about someone or some people, according to Imam Ali alayhi salam, sometimes mentioning a grace or, for example, a positive characteristic that you may have and the other one doesn't have may create in them a feeling of grudge or feeling of hatred. For example, if you are a knowledgeable person or if you are an expert in a field, okay, it shouldn't be your practice that wherever you go, you boast of yourself and you say to this or that person, I am such a person, I know this subject, or I'm an expert in this field, I am so and so, I'm such and such a person, and so on. Such a kind of, praising oneself creates a kind of feeling grudge or hatred in other people, though especially those people who are not capable of developing themselves or attaining the conditions that you mention. Another one is backbiting, okay? People are not only Muslims, but all people are always prohibited against backbiting or defaming others in other places or in other gatherings, okay? This kind of backbiting is nothing but a feeling of hypocrisy or duplicity, okay? It means that, okay, apparently two persons may be friends of each other, but, when either of them isn't present, the other one or the other, party starts, backbiting or, for example, abusing the other person. Yet we find that challenging and quarreling and, picking to pieces in the discourses or conversations of other people creates a feeling of grudge or a feeling of hypocrisy in other people.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Grudge destroy the faith. Dear friend, holding grudge makes the longest way to reach gratitude from Allah. It will make us being far away from Allah. The worst part is that we become an unfaithful person by keeping holding the grudge. And yes, we don't want to have characteristic of unbelievers. That is why we need to let the grudge go, because it has dangerous effects. Besides, Allah doesn't love people that have an unforgivable feeling to others. Allah always reminds us in the Quran to keep a good relationship with others. Moreover, there will always be a cure in the Quran as the effect of holding a grudge for our hearts. In the Quran, Surah Yunus, verse 57, Allah mentions that, O people, indeed you have learned a lesson, the Quran, from your Lord. A cure for a disease in the chest, and guidance and mercy for a believer.
Rabbuna Rabbul Qulubi wa huwa 'allamul ghuyub fi shuruqi wa fil ghurubi nuruhu yahdi al-'asa. Rabbuna Rabbul Qulubi wa huwa 'allamul ghuyub. في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
One simple question: what should I do when someone doesn't forgive me? Dear friend, forgive yourself. You may get the hard feeling on your circumstances about this to apologize for a thing. It is important to find ways to know yourself. If you forgive yourself, you will be able to take responsibility for something you wronged. After that, you can deal with someone you've wronged and if it is possible to make a deal with them. Moreover, Allah loves the one who forgiving themselves in the Quran, Surah Az-Zumar, verse 53, mentions about this. Say, O my servant, who transgressed their limits, do not despair from the grace of Allah. Verily, Allah forgives all sins. Truly, He is the most forgiving, most merciful.
One of the greatest treasures that the Almighty God has given to humanity is this heart. One of the greatest gifts is a pure heart that allows you to experience life. But one of the greatest challenges is to protect this heart from being burdened. One of the aspects in our lives that burden the heart is the inability to forgive others. Psychologically, emotionally, we feel burdened. One scientific study even showed that physically people feel burdened when they cannot forgive others. A group of people was brought, and the members of that group were asked to think of a time when they could not forgive someone. Then they were asked to jump without bending their knees as high as they could. On average, they were able to jump 22 centimeters. Then they were asked to think of a time when they actually could forgive someone. Then they were told to jump as high as they could. On average, this time, they jumped 30 centimeters. This study showed that physically you even feel burdened when you cannot forgive others. When you cannot forgive others, you're hurt twice. The first time someone wronged you, you're hurt. When you cannot forgive that person and move on, you hurt yourself a second time. You allow yourself to be hurt a second time. It's like trying to throw charcoal at someone. Before you throw the charcoal at someone to hurt them back, to seek vengeance, you burn your own hands. You burn your own hands. The Almighty God expects us to forgive others. If we forgive others, God forgives us. We liberate the heart through forgiveness. Studies have showed that people who are able to forgive, they are happier. They suffer from less depression in their lives. Malik al-Ashtar was one of the students of Al-Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. One day he was walking in the streets of Kufa when an ignorant man came, insulted him, and hurled an object at him. He did not know who Malik al-Ashtar was. Malik al-Ashtar proceeded. He went to a masjid. Then the people came to this man. They told him, "Do you know what you just did? This is Malik al-Ashtar, the commander of the army of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam." The man started to shake. He ran after Malik. He found him in the masjid. Malik was praying. When Malik al-Ashtar finished his prayer, the man fell at his feet, kissing his feet. "Please forgive me. I did not know who you are." Malik al-Ashtar told him, "Oh man, I swear by God, the only reason why I came to this masjid is to pray and ask God to forgive you." This is the student of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
Pray and ask God to forgive you. The Almighty God expects us to forgive others.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. Till another episode, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
Food for thought.
Hello everyone. We now present you a statement from the Lord of the Age, Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance, who despite being in the state of occultation, keeps his eyes on the followers of the school of the Prophet's infallible Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. We are neither negligent of caring for you nor forgetful of you. And if it were not for that, hardship would have befallen you and the enemies would have massacred you. So fear God and support us.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio.
please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble and beautiful and informative tradition and hadith from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This tradition and hadith is about the characteristics and the distinctions of the humble, the khashi'een, those who are humble. If we want to understand if somebody's humble or not, really humble and not just pretending to be humble, we can look at these characteristics. If we find them in this person, we will understand that he and this person is really one of the humble people. The Prophet said, there are four distinguishing marks of the humble ones. There are four characteristics and marks which can distinguish the humble people, the really humble people, from those who are not. The first, they pay constant attention to Allah in private and in public. Meaning when they're alone, they remember Allah. When they're alone and they have the opportunity to sin, right? But they remember Allah and they stay away from sins. When they're out in the public, they remember Allah. And this is the second one, they carry out good works. Right? They're not just humble, but they don't do anything good. Nah. They do good deeds, they do works, they do good works, and, you know, in this way, they display and practically implement their humility. This part of the tradition could also be translated as, they do and undertake beautiful tasks, right? Beautiful tasks, and the stuff they do is beautiful and pleasing for others. The second, they contemplate about the day of resurrection. At-tafakkur layawm al-qiyamah. They remember the day of resurrection, they contemplate it, they think about it, not just theoretically, meaning they think about it in the sense that they think about, have I prepared anything for that day? Am I doing anything that can help prepare me for that day or not? And finally, and they engage in intimate supplication with Allah. They engage in intimate supplication and munajat with God. Munajat is a term which refers to a very secret and intimate supplication and dua that we make with Allah. We speak to Him silently, right? All alone when nobody's around, right? Whereas a dua could be, you know, a prayer that we make in front of others, in public, or in a gathering. In a very similar tradition, which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam, the Imam said, one whose heart is humble, his limbs also humble themselves. Right? So if we see, if somebody's humble in their heart and he's khashi' in front of God, he's humble in front of God, in the face of God, in the face of God's magnanimity and his greatness, his limbs automatically will humble themselves in front of God. And these characteristics that the Prophet mentioned, these physical and tangible characteristics, will manifest themselves, right? He will remember God in private and in public. You know, he will do good works. He will think about the day of resurrection, and he will supplicate with God. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the characteristics of the humble in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد عودتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم dear respected brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Let's Read and Recite the Quran Kareem Level 2, right?
Yes.
A series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School Network and the students of Sevier International. So, thank you so much for joining us. Alhamdulillah, we have been learning the Quran Kareem. Now, our friends here, they are able to read the Quran Kareem, and I hope that this series of sessions have been useful and beneficial for you. And we hope that you are, inshallah, able to read the Quran Kareem, right? Since we are learning step by step how to read the Quran Kareem and how to recite it fluently, right? So we are going to continue, inshallah, page 441. We'll be reciting, inshallah, one more, okay?
Welcome back to Very Easy, Easy Words.
Yeah, let's read only these two words, okay? These two words, then we'll go to the next ayah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Let's go. لنرجمنكم ولا يمسنكم.
لنرجمنكم ولا يمسنكم.
أحسن.
All of us read.
All of you did it well. Okay. You all are good at this. Yes. Let's go to the next ayah.
قالوا طائركم معكم.
قالوا طائركم معكم.
There is someone changing the harakat, I don't know.
طائركم.
قالوا طائركم معكم.
قالوا طائركم.
Someone is saying ta'irakum. He has to say ta'irukum, right?
Ta'irukum.
Okay, we don't say the name because it
say,
is.
Say it,
let's see this time. I will say it. I will reveal the name this time.
قالوا ta'irukum ma'ankum.
قالوا ta'irukum ma'ankum.
He fixed the mistake.
Yes,
oh.
He.
Listen up.
أَإِن ذُكِّرْتُمْ أَإِنْ ذُكِّرْتُمْ
Here's one note, don't skip the note.
Yeah, but just...
أَإِنْ ذُكِّرْتُمْ
Who was it?
There is someone. Okay, next
What's his name start with?
I don't know the name. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ
بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ
Listen up. You've lost, I think, yes, the yeah. ayah? Okay, look. It's the next part of that ayah.
بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ
بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ
Someone is saying قَوْمًا.
I can say قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ.
So we don't say the name. Yes, Hadi?
Yes, we don't say the name.
Yeah,
I say. Listen up.
We don't say
قَوْمًا.
بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ.
بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ
There is a nasal sound, okay? قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ All right?
More like a sad sound instead of a C.
Where?
So who was it?
Yeah.
It's more
like a sad.
So from which
sa.
Part?
No,
say?
No, not sad. Sa.
Okay?
So now reveal from which part? That
no,
part was
okay.
sad.
Let's see in the next ayah who makes the mistake. I will reveal
then
the name
reveal
this time.
The next ayah.
Yes.
Okay.
وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ
وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ
Okay, battery low.
وَجَاءَ
Who's battery low?
مِنْ Don't say man. أقصال مدينة no أقصال مدينة أقصال we said ألف مدي after ألف مدي we have حمزة الوصل directly quickly without any prolonging the sound without any stretches okay join them okay أقصال not صال مدينة next one
sir, who
مدينة
just as I stop
that
reading
was me.
He stops reading
sir who sir you
that
say
was
you
me.
Reveal their
yeah,
name
yeah you're gonna reveal who
That was me.
Yes, no. you say you
no,
let's,
no,
let's see this time, okay?
Say
let's
who was he.
One,
I will do
two,
wrong.
Three.
وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ
وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ
أحسن. رَجُلٌ It when we pause,
yes.
make a pause. Rajul.
Okay, who was he?
No
was
one.
He? Huh?
This time, no one. All of you.
Sir, say the
before
yes,
Ayah.
No, but
before Ayah.
That was Mahdi. He was saying min man. Okay, let's continue.
وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى
وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ
Group A, battery low. Group B still continuing, but yes, low.
Us?
Sir,
group A battery.
I don't know why. You can say group A.
Okay, let's make a pause at Medina, okay?
قلب
بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق
وجاء من أقصى المدينة
وجاء من
Wait.
أقصى المدينة.
Okay, هذه المهدي. Now.
But we are low ones.
وجاء
المهدي. But we are
low. وجاء من الأص من.
Your battery is low.
أقصى المدينة.
Listen up.
من ال.
Listen up.
Mahdi's battery.
وجاء من أقصى المدينة.
وجاء من الأقصى المدينة.
I have memorized this. You can all read it from the
ayah.
وجاء من أقصى المدينة.
وجاء من أقصى المدينة.
أحسن.
رجل يسعى.
رجل يسعى.
I'm saying رجلون. Yes. رجلون. The one so who is there is saying رجلون.
رجل يسعى.
رجل يسعى.
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 Without changes, yes?
No, رجولي.
رجولي.
رجلون. You merge the sound of un with ya, changes to ya then. رجولي.
رجولي.
No, رجولي.
رجولي.
Yeah, that's. Yes. But make it longer, yeah? Prolong it. رجولي يسعى.
رجولي يسعى.
أحسن. قال يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين.
So can we read one by one?
Let's see. Someone said قالوا instead of قالا. Let's see who
so
is.
So he said to me.
Muhammad, you read it?
Sure. Wait.
Listen to me and then
can everyone just read the same ayah one by one?
Yes.
Okay.
Muhammad Yahya, listen to me and repeat. You only, Muhammad Yahya. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ.
قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ.
يَقُوم or يَا قَوْمِ.
So where is Yaqaw?
Yaqaw.
Yaqaw. Yaqaw is where you just read it, Yaqum.
Yaqaw.
Okay, Mahdi, listen to me and read it. Qala ya...
Sorry, you're making his mistake.
Okay, Mahdi, listen to me.
You have a small
voice. Qala ya qawmi ittabi'u al-mursaleen.
Read it, Mahdi.
قالوا يا قوم
اتبعوا. We found the one who was saying قالوا. Yes, Mahdi.
We found the one who was saying Mahdi.
قالا. Listen to me. قالا يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين.
We found that the debito.
قالا. Okay. قال يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين. مهدي قال.
قال يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين.
أحسن. هذه. Do it.
قال يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين.
صانو س.
مرسلين.
سلين.
مرسلين.
أها. من هل؟ Okay. من هل؟
قال يا قوم اتبعوا اتبعوا المرسلين.
Okay. قال يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين. Okay. Yeah, One question. If you answer me, I will recite a salawat for you.
Okay.
قو يا قوم اتبعوا. If I recite تبعوا the word with حمزة الوصل, I start from that word. What should I say?
Ask again. I missed the line. Ask again.
قال يا قوم اتبعوا. We join meme with ta. That's why we skip that hamzatul wasl. Yes, Hadi?
Yes.
Yeah.
So if I start with that word that has not ya qawmi, after that, if I start from
At-tabaw.
There.
Attabaw.
Ittabaw.
Attabaw.
Ittabaw.
Attabaw.
Ittabaw.
Attabaw.
Not attabaw, not ittabaw.
Attabaw.
Uttabaw.
Uttabaw.
No.
Attabaw.
Ittabaw.
Attabaw.
It's ittabaw.
Attabaw.
اتبعوا
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 I said
no he said اتبعوا بيعوا
someone saying اتبعوا
okay اتبعوا why because the third letter has a fatha yes it ta so again the next ta has fatha اتبعوا okay
اللهم صلي وسلم وزد وبارك على رسول الله وآله الأطهار على رسول الله وآله الأطهار
Thank you so much for being with us. Inshallah, I hope these sessions were beneficial for you. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International School Network and the students, yes. Muhammad Hadi, Sayyid Muhammad Hadi, Naghavi, Mahdi Al-Husseinain.
Especially grade 6 and grade 5.
Yeah. Minhal Hussein Nasir and Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Jafari and Habibullah Fasihizada, by the way. Thank you so much. God bless you, inshallah. See you in the next sessions.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful Hello everyone, brothers and sisters I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program The Ocean of Dua During this month of Sha'ban The month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyya or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniyya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad ilahi وأنا عبدك وابن عبدك قائم بين يديك متوسل بكرمك إليك
My dear brothers and sisters, the next excerpt of this beautiful whispered prayer says إلهي وأنا عبدك وابن عبدك قائم بين يديك My Lord, nevertheless, I am your servant. I am the son of your servant. And now I'm standing before you. مُتَوَسِّلٌ بِكَرَمِكَ إِلَيْكَ I am begging you in the name of your generosity. After, in the previous parts that you were with us, we discussed how the supplicant in this part of the whispered prayer is talking about his youth, his stupor of being distant from the Almighty Allah, and how Imam alayhi salam is teaching us that a supplicant should turn toward the Almighty Allah with his heart during the prayers and during his whole lifetime. Imam says, إِلَهِ وَأَنَا عَبْدُكَ وَابْنُ عَبْدِكَ. I am your servant. I am the son of your servant. قَائِمٌ بَيْنَ يَدَيْكَ. I'm standing before you. This is by far the best kind of honor for all the human beings. To be a servant, to be a true servant, actualizing the meaning of servitude toward their lords. This means they are now abd. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, إِلَهِ كَفَى بِي فَخْرًا أَن تَكُونَ لِي رَبَّ. What can be a better honor for me than you being my Lord? وَكَفَى بِي عِزًّا أَن أَكُونَ لَكَ عَبْدًا. أَنْتَ كَمَا أُحِبْ فَاجْعَلْنِي كَمَا تُحِبْ. I am your servant, now please help me make myself closer to you. And this is the true meaning of servitude. When we discussed earlier, when we said when reciting the transmitted supplications, a reciter must create the state and that atmosphere of prayer within himself. When we said that the supplicant must be cautious of his heart falling behind his tongue, as a result of which his tongue becomes busy with the recitation of the supplications while his heart is engaged with worldly distractions. We were warning about this delusion. We were warning about this stupor of being distant from the Almighty Allah, which of course can be cured by considering ourselves servants of the Almighty Allah. Let us have a look at the words of the mystic jurist Sheikh Jawad Maliki Tabrizi, may Allah have mercy on him. Know that you cannot attain the good of prayer and the response to it unless your innermost secret, your spirit, and your hearts are qualified by the properties of prayer. Qualification by its properties means the originator of the prayer should be your innermost secret, your spirit, and your heart.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat. And in one of his sayings he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. And he said, philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it, and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
So, brothers and sisters, when Imam alayhi salam says, إِلَهِ وَأَنَ عَبْدُكَ وَابْنُ عَبْدِكَ قَائِمٌ بَيْنَ يَدَيْكَ مُتَوَسِّلٌ بِكَرَمِكَ إِلَيْكَ, Imam alayhi salam is teaching us that at first, you should confess to your sins. Secondly, you should believe in the presence of the Almighty Allah. And you should ask the Almighty Allah, calling Him by His most beautiful names, مُتَوَسِّلٌ بِكَرَمِكَ إِلَيْكَ, begging you in the name of your generosity. And in all these states, you should not lose your hope. Beware that none of our affairs should be devoid of hope, and we should consider that a part of our actions is always that hope. And then we can find in our activities that effect of hope, which is the act of seeking and talab from the Almighty Allah. That is how Imam alayhi salam is trying to teach us, mutawassilun bikaramika ilayk. This is because of that removing of negligence from the heart. And this is when the true supplicant can reach the state of softening the heart, the moment of descent of Allah's mercy. So we should always avail such moments by turning our attentions to Allah for supplication. Because the mercy of Allah is without any reckoning during such moments. Imam alayhi salam is asking Allah by calling Him by His name of generosity and causing this shower of mercy of Allah to rain. But of course, this does not imply that there is a specified time for coming down of Allah's mercy. Rather, the receiving of this mercy has a specified time and a particular state, which is the state of tenderness and riqqatul qalb. We all ask the Almighty Allah to give us this blessing of riqqatul qalb and help us keep it in ourselves. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك أحبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول أحبك يا شعبان والعالم يقلك يا حبيب شعبان بجمالك شعبان شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان يا شعبان
Is there any other way to get familiar with Islam besides mainstream media? Try IRIB English Radio. log on to our website www.parstoday.com/en.
The thesis that he wrote was the Islamic thought in Nahjul Balagha, and he also translated Nahjul Balagha from Arabic into French.
He met Ayatollah Khoui, Sayyid Baghir al-Sadr. He had many debates, and over there he realized that he is told some fake information about Shiism, that they are mushrik, they are kafir.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in The Teacher.
What will we say in front of it?
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You are listening to The Teacher, an analysis on the thoughts and works of the most outstanding Muslim Shia dignitaries and scholars all across the world of Islam. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahdavi and Sheikh Ziyaniya. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Mahdavi, and welcome to your show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Ziyaniya, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Today we want to talk about an outstanding Shiite dignitary from Tunisia who at first was from among our Sunni brethren but then converted into the Shia Islam, and nowadays he is one of the main preachers of the Shia Islam all across the world. He is no one but Sayyid Muhammad Tijani al-Samawi. Sheikh Ziyaniya, let's start with you, brother. Give us some information about the early life of Sayyid Muhammad Tijani al-Samawi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dr. Muhammad Tijani was born in the city of Qafsa in the south of Tunisia. According to his word, his generation goes back to